Yeah, my son-in-law's got an uncle. He used to live back over there, and he had a bunch of skunk hides. He had them hanging up in the chimney corner, just hanging up there in the house. And of course, you could smell them when you got 200 yards of the house. And his wife's sister come over there to see him one day. She said, "Neil, I don't know what in the world you mean that having them old skunk hides here." Said, "Oh," I said, "stink my goodness alive." "Well, now," he said, "they smell pretty good to me for $5 a piece." You know,
it didn't bother him a
bit. Didn't let them know it was that $5. That was sort of the way I was. But after they got to where you couldn't hardly sell one of the things, and I haven't tried to skin one of them in years. I don't know that I've caught one in years.
What other kind of, you really got, as I look around, quite a collection of birds here. Did you ever call the bird that pecks away on wood, did you ever hear that when you were a boy called a peckerwood?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Which do they say, woodpecker or peckerwood?
Well, I've heard a lot of them use it both ways. Both. Some says woodpecker, some says peckerwood.
Did you ever hear a man called a peckerwood?
No, I don't recall.
I was wondering, in some places, in Georgia, they, if you got a good friend, well, you might say, "Hello, you old cracker," you know, it's just
yeah.
a joke.
Oh, yeah, I've heard them, you know, talking about "you old peckerwood" or something,
right?
You know. Yeah, I've heard that used. I didn't know. I've heard.
Kind of a joke.
Yeah.
You wouldn't fight about it.
No. No, it'd be one, you know, maybe they'd be real good friends, but he'd be wanting to try to get back at him about something, you know, and he'd say, "Why, you old peckerwood," or something like that, you know. Yeah, I've heard that used a lot.
Did you ever hear anybody called a Hoosier or Hoosier?
Yeah, Hoosier, yeah.
Hoosier?
Yeah.
Now, is that a joke, or is that a fighting word, or?
Well, I don't know. There's a state, ain't there, that they call the Hoosier State, ain't there?
Yes, that's Indiana.
Well, yeah.
But they, in Indiana, of course, you don't think anything about it. It just means you're from your from that state. But some places, I think a Hoosier's not a good word. And I just wondered how people felt about it here.
Yeah.
Sort of means a backwoodsman or something like that.
It's something on that order. I've somebody that's kind of, well, I've heard it used. I know I've heard people.
Did you have any other kind of owls except the the big one, any smaller ones that make
Yeah, we've got the hoot owl, and he's some call him the laughing owl, you know. They'll meet up and they kind of get to laughing, you know, making a laughing noise. That's the way you can, if there's an old turkey, he can come up, and if he's in hearing of you and you can hoot like an owl, he'll almost sure to gobble, he'll answer you, you know. It's just something that's out there in the forest, and he's used to it. He's not afraid of it. But it just makes a racket, he'll gobble to it. And